Hello and welcome to Core Finance. Brand new branding today, and I'm joined today by another likely lad, Tim Harrison from Linear Investments. Thank you for joining us today. How are you today, Tim?
Well, a new logo, but it's the same old faces.
Indeed, indeed. Well, without any further ado, let's have a look at the market movers today. Dollar drops on inflation outlook, volumes light on Thanksgiving holiday. China credit curbs and UK GDP all in focus. Lots to talk about today, but volumes are going to be light, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously Thanksgiving is the major sort of driver of volumes today. Also, you've got the kind of tentative view from traders this morning in the UK on the back of the budget yesterday, mm-hmm. really digesting what that could mean and the outlook for potentially the property sector, etc. So there's a lot to chew on, but again, being latter part of the week and the Thanksgiving week, you know, volumes are light, as you point out.
With regards to the budget yesterday, looking at the house builders sold off yesterday, cutting stamp duty, more new homes, you'd think that would be a positive, but why did the house builders sell off?
Well, it would appear that Mr. Hammond is going after the home builders who are hoarding land, going after their land banks and actually getting them to build. Now, it's a kind of a situation of the chicken and the egg sort of thing, because you've got the home builders who have hoarded land with the future development prospects, which is, you know, nothing new, but it would appear that a lot of the major builders have got huge assets on their balance sheet. Obviously, with land prices continuing to drive higher as a result of the demand for property, their balance sheets are looking very good, but they're not churning out as much as the government wants. That being said, with the budget, obviously 300,000 new homes, etc., etc., the numbers are, you know, gastronomic, but it's mm-hmm. a case of they've actually got to build them in order to meet the supply, to meet the demand. And again, it's at the lower end of the scale that the government is going after.
Understood. Right, let's have a look at the FTSE one to watch this morning. Centrica, owner of British Gas. I guess with all these new homes, maybe there's some new customers, but some bad numbers out this morning from Centrica.
Well, it would appear that everyone's running away. Again, the whole sort of energy space has been an almost a perfect storm. The government have had a real driver and a real bugbear with the energy companies overcharging or charging higher prices than what the wholesale market really is and mm-hmm. increasing their profits over the last sort of 5, 7, 8 years. That being said, you know, you're a business at the end of the day, so you want to make as much profit as you can. And these guys, obviously, their share price has been in decline for some time. They have been a favoured one for the dividend. I believe the update today is that they're going to maintain that. So that should be a good reason mm-hmm. to hold on. But the fact is, if they've not got the customers and customers are leaving them, then are they going to be able to afford to maintain that dividend in due course? So shares are off 10-12% this morning, which is, you know, not too dramatic. It's certainly recoverable, but the sentiment seems to be pretty poor into the name.
And looking at an AIM stock, one of the tiddlers, Acrol Papers, what do they do and what's the story?
Talking about shares going down the pan, no pun intended. These guys make toilet paper mm-hmm. for the likes of Lidl, Aldi and the supermarket brands. Now, they were suspended some time ago on the back of a number of issues within the business. They've come back to the market with a raising of 18 million. The directors only put in 200 grand of their own cash, which the market took as a bit of a sign that they're not mm-hmm. really backing their own. So shares, the placing I believe is around about 44p, the shares are trading at around about 40p, some way off the heady heights of £1.50 where they were just a few months ago.
Potential takeover target?
Again, you know, when companies' share prices go down as dramatically as that, they've obviously got something that is worthwhile because the shares were trading significantly higher. It's not a new technology, so it's not something that could or could not work. It is a proven business, but at the moment they have got cash flow issues, so if they can get through that, then ultimately the business could be in ship shape. That being said, at the moment the market doesn't seem to like it. Takeover target, who knows?
Okay, moving on, let's have a look at the pound. Had a bit of a bump yesterday after an initial sell-off on the productivity outlook in the budget. Seems to be holding its own, though, above 133, but a lot of that, I think, is down to a bit of dollar weakness that we're seeing. Inflation outlook not looking great. Durable numbers yesterday from the US, a little bit weaker than expected. Pound seems to have found a new level, though, around this 132-133 level.
It was an interesting market yesterday. Mm-hmm. You saw the dollar trading around about the 132 level. Then Philip Hammond started speaking, and it took a bit of a pounding down into the 131 handle. And then, obviously, after the close in the UK, you saw the FOMC minutes, and that's obviously driven dollar weakness, as you highlight. One would suggest, obviously, the seesaw reaction is dollar strength on the back of potential rate rises, and then there is talk going on continually about the US heading toward a recession, especially with the raising of rates. Is that the right thing to be doing? Hence, you're seeing weakness in the dollar. Again, should we see further momentum in the Brexit story, you could see sterling continue to strengthen with dollar weakness, almost a perfect storm.
Okay, and let's have a look at a broker update. This is HSBC. On Royal Dutch Shell, performed quite well this year. New recommendation, hold from buy. So that's pretty much a downgrade, moving from positive to neutral. Royal Dutch Shell, BP, heavyweight, dividend earners. Is this just taking maybe a little bit of profit off the table?
One would look at this objectively. Royal Dutch Shell are, you know, they are a global entity. They have picked up assets. They've got rid of, some of the fluff, if you like, within their balance sheet. They have done very well with the oil price maintaining its sort of $55 to $60 level. You know, it's good business for these sorts of companies. That being said, having seen the share prices continually rise over the past couple of months, It's a sensible downgrade, tapering or tempering of sentiment, with a view that if $60, $50 to $60 is the new norm for oil, then these sorts of companies, dividend-paying companies, are the ones you want to have in your portfolio.
And looking at the core number today, well, with Thanksgiving, there's not really kind of much to get your teeth into for traders today. So maybe a few eyes to the cricket, certainly overnight. 196 for four.
That's the most important core number you've had for some time. to be frank, I was one of the daft souls who have been watching this. After a shaky start with Alistair Cook getting out for a very small figure, the likes of James Vince and Stoneman batted well. I must say Joe Root looked a little bit edgy. But with Moeen Ali and Dawid Malan at the crease, hopefully tomorrow we can push on, get towards 300, 350. I think it's a defendable target.
Well, good luck, England, with the first Ashes test. And looking ahead today, the economic calendar, a little bit light, obviously with the US being closed. Canadian retail sales, nothing really to move the needle there.
No, again, it's going to be a quiet day today, as you point out, and probably tomorrow there will be a bit of tentative buying, selling. Again, one would argue that a lot of people will have taken the opportunity with Thanksgiving to have a nice long weekend. So, again, we look towards next week and see what comes out.
And on that note, we will be off air tomorrow, but we'll be back on Monday for lots of key updates and lots of fantastic guests, including the likes of Tim Harrison. Tim, Head of Wealth Management at Linear Investments. Thank you for joining us today.